Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne, and today we're talking about something that so many of us carry around, sometimes without even noticing it: overthinking. Overthinking is when our minds just won't stop. It's that loop of thoughts going over a conversation from earlier, imagining every possible outcome for tomorrow's meeting, or second-guessing a decision we already made. Sometimes it can feel productive, like we're being careful or thorough. But often, it just leaves us feeling stuck, anxious, or drained. And if you've ever laid in bed trying to fall asleep, but your brain decides now is the time to run through every what if and should I have, that's overthinking too. It's really common and completely understandable, especially for parents who are constantly managing, planning, and caring for others. So, why does it matter? Why focus on this? Well, overthinking and anxiety are best friends. The more we turn thoughts over and over in our minds, the more tense we can feel in our bodies. It's like our brain is trying to protect us by preparing for every possible scenario, but it ends up keeping us in a constant state of alert. As parents, especially of children with additional needs, we already carry so much emotional and mental load. Overthinking adds another layer of stress, and it can quietly drain the energy we need for the moments that matter, like connecting with our kids or simply taking a breath. When we start to notice these patterns, gently and without judgment, we can begin to shift them. We can create more mental space for calm and clarity. Let's talk about some things you can try, even on a busy day. Number one, name it. When you catch yourself stuck in a loop, just gently say, "This is overthinking." That tiny moment of awareness is powerful. It helps you pause and step out of the spiral, even just a little. Number two, ground yourself in the present. Place your feet flat on the floor. Notice the feeling of the ground holding you up. Take one deep breath, then another. 1 minute of grounding can interrupt the overwhelm and bring you back to now. Number three, write it out. If your brain is busy at night or you feel overloaded, write your thoughts down on paper or in your phone. Getting thoughts out of your head helps your mind know that it doesn't have to keep repeating them. Even choosing one of these practices once a day can start to make a difference. Overthinking is something so many of us do, especially when we care deeply, when we're trying to keep everything together, and when we want to get things right. It's not a flaw. It's a sign that your mind is working hard to protect you. But you don't have to stay stuck there. For more examples of how to incorporate well-being into your day, you can download my free self-care to-do list from my website, diversewellbeing.ie. With just a little awareness and some small daily practices, you can begin to create more ease and more breathing room in your day. You deserve that, and your well-being matters. Thanks for sharing this time with me today. Until next time, take care. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.